The Ministry of Agriculture has a clear mandate to promote the use of modern, appropriate agricultural technology as it continues to battle the effects of climate change on local agricultural production. Veteran plant pathologist and climate change consultant Steve Maxime, who developed the Climate Smart Agriculture Compliance Tool and Approach, CSAC, said this country is one of the pioneer signatories of the program. He said, what has been taking place since this country signed on to the program is the laying of the foundational work, which is going to take some time.
The government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines has in fact been one of the pioneers in terms of accepting that this is the most practical way to conduct climate smart agriculture. What has happened is that it's a transformational process, so that it's not about tweaking around the edges. It's going to take some time to really develop the foundation for it. And in the midst of all of the changes taking place within the agricultural sector in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, brought about by the tariff issues, the continuing after effects of barrel and impending elections, one should not overlook that. And there's been a change of leadership within the administration of the Ministry of Agriculture. So a lot of the work that is happening now is more foundational, so that you're not seeing anything above ground right now, because we are putting in place the infrastructure. As you appreciate, the taller the building you're trying to construct, the deeper the foundation has to be. So a lot of the background work is taking place now.
Maxime said work is also continuing on the regional scene in relation to CSAC and other agricultural developments, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines is also a part of this ongoing work.
I've been involved with the farming community in St. Vincent and the Grenadines for a number of years. I've been conducting work for both FAO and ECA in terms of climate smart agriculture, but this is part of a new transformational approach. My job is not to preclude what the Ministry of Agriculture is doing. It's just to provide this overarching framework. I'm not too sure if your listeners are aware, but there's a very significant project taking place in the region called the Soil Care Phase 1 project, of which your ministry and minister is aware. And your country, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, is going to be part of the Phase 2 of that project, which is where the actual rollout of CSAC will take place. Because right now, the other 8 countries involved have accepted CSAC as their de facto climate smart agriculture compliance tool, and we have done the training of extension officers, etc. But none of that, as I said, surface work has been done in St. Vincent as yet.
Maxime said the negative impacts of climate change on agriculture are evident, and everyone agrees that the Climate Smart Agriculture Compliance Tool and Approach, CSAC, is important for the survival of the agricultural industry.
As we have all agreed, even the climate deniers have agreed, you know, there is such a thing as the climate crisis. So we are in crisis and the agricultural sector has been impacted. You just have to go back to the droughts of last year, the flooding issues, etc. So that what we need is a comprehensive climate smart agriculture. We have been talking about climate smart agriculture for some time now, but it was only until we came up with this particular overarching approach, something called CSAC, which is the Climate Smart Agriculture Compliant Tool and Approach. And what this does is it lays out in really straightforward terms how farmers go about conducting climate smart agriculture.
Veteran plant pathologist and climate change consultant Steve Maxime. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.